Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we're talking about Corpse Party. Tortured Souls, if you want to get the full name of it, and then also Missing Footage, which was a little short that I found just before we actually started recording this too.
So a little backstory on this. Don't watch it if you are squeamish at all.
Corpse Party, Tortured Souls is a 4-episode OVA. Aired back in July 2013, but the prequel to this, Corpse Party, Missing Footage, is a single OVA that lasts about 11 minutes, and it aired in August 2012. The studio for it, for both of them, are Asreed, and the producers are Mages, and it's actually based off of a visual novel, with the genres being mystery, horror, supernatural.
Real quick, You said that it was Asreed?
Yeah.
I was reading that wrong the entire time. I thought it was Asreed. I was like, wow, that's a unique name. Asreed. Asreed.
Well, I mean, depends on how you want to pronounce it. It's A-S-R-E-A-D.
Yeah, no, but it makes perfect sense. You'd put the space there.
No, there's no space.
I know, but like if you were to read it, that's how you would pronounce it. Huh. Well, that brings a little difference to the name, I guess.
Maybe. They are one of the actual studios for Arifureta, World's Strongest.
Weakest or commonplace to World's Strongest?
Yep.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, they also did Shuffle. I don't know if you've seen that.
I'm not aware of it.
Okay. It's actually pretty good. It's a supernatural slice of life type thing. I think it's actually pretty good, but you know, what do I know?
Is it going to be your next show?
No, it's not.
I was going to say, might not be that good then.
No, because this is actually the last week of October. I feel this episode, the one that we're doing, is the perfect end for it. And with the new episode being on in November, I think it's the perfect time for us to do the couple recommendations that were given to us for it. But I'll let you know what it is at the end.
The suspense is killing me because I don't even know. I was going to be like, are we just going to ramp it up? Like, is that what's going to happen here? Because I'm not quite sure how much higher you can get from Corpse Party as far as like Halloween feeling, because this would have been a great like climax for me. This would have been like the pinnacle. If you're going to show me anything else, I'm worried I might need some psychology majors to come in and work on me a little bit, because we both know I can't afford a real therapist.
After this, I don't think anyone can.
Oh, geez. Okay. I look forward to finding out what your choice is, because God knows I'm not going to enjoy watching it probably.
No. Well, I mean, like that's really going to hurt, especially since Cats is the one that recommended it to us.
Oh, dear Lord. Well, hi, Cats. at least you know my raw take on it.
He doesn't even remember what's chosen and he already hates it. That's good to know.
Yep. Great place to start. Non-biased, you know? Well, I mean, as far as Corpse Party goes, I really wasn't expecting all that much, I guess would be a good way to say where I was at. I figured that it was Corpse Party. The name itself made me think that it was going to be like a Nightmare Before Christmas kind of thing, where I didn't really look into the genre too much. I knew it was horror, but in my head I was thinking like slice of life slash horror. Like, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas meets Dragon Ball Z is what I was hoping. This was not that. This is way closer to another than anything else I can think of, because while I am happy they didn't show anybody killing kids, they didn't not show people killing kids, if that makes any sense.
I mean, not particularly, but I get where you're going. I get where you're coming from. I mean, like technically they, No, I mean, like, they did show kids getting killed. They did show high schoolers getting murdered.
Yeah, but not like, so the stuff they don't show, but you get to hear, is a whole lot worse than the stuff you get to see.
Yeah, but they even revisited some of them actually re-encountering that. And
oh, they love to do that.
And also, you still saw them actually get killed, and some of them not nicely. They do, like, kind of
nicely.
Kind of cut back on the literally some in some cases cut back. Yeah,
I was gonna say nice, what they're nice doing. Choice of words, sir.
Yeah, I mean, like, they do show some of their tongues being cut out. Granted, some of them are already dead when it's happening. But they, the ones they don't show that it's happening to is, you know, they're alive when their tongues are being cut out. And we're being quite literal. Their tongues are being cut out. I do find it interesting that they decided to show a couple different viewpoints and how they were talking to each other.
Yeah, it felt like you had, even though it was only four short, well, they're not short, they were half hour long. Even though there was only four episodes, it didn't feel like four episodes. It felt like four separate stories that kind of sort of intermingled, but didn't really, you know?
Yeah.
And I appreciated that. I wasn't expecting to think so much extra time had passed. Because after every episode, I was like, okay, it's only a half hour long. When I started it, I was like, I'm going to use a hypothetical. It's 1 o'clock now, you know. By 2 o'clock, 2 down, 3 o'clock, both of them down, like all 4 down. Not a problem. I can just binge it. By the end of the second episode, I was expecting it to be around 5.
Yeah.
So I feel like this particular anime, even if I give it a bad score at the end, if you're into horror, it's worth the watch because minute by minute, it's worth more, in my opinion, than most anime that are 12 episodes long because you get more for your time.
Yeah, exactly. And it really kind of soaks you in and it draws you into the story. It draws you into everything that's going on there. And so you're completely focused. You're completely engrossed in everything that's going on, everything that's happening.
Now, there wasn't, I wouldn't say there was no jump scares, but they were so seldom. I can't pinpoint any particular location I could say was a jump scare. But there definitely was suspense. They were real good at holding that on. And there was a few like twitches where you're like, oh God, but it wasn't a true like needless jump scare. Everything that you got scared for was, or there was a reason for it. It was on purpose.
Yeah.
And I got a few theories that I'd like to work through with you, but I don't know how you'd feel now that I finished it. I think I kind of debunked my theories by myself, but I'm not 100% on that, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, like one of the possible theories that I had kind of got debunked from the prequel that I found just before we watched this.
Oh, that's really okay. Because when I saw the prequel, I'm like, okay, I'm not really seeing too much extra that I wasn't expecting. Yes, there was a pretty gruesome death scene. I could see why this is a prequel and why it was released so much earlier, because it's definitely attention grabbing and it definitely makes you feel like it's a really good teaser. It's a really good, like, hey, pay attention to me kind of imagery.
Right.
But I didn't really see any theories being debunked in that.
Well, okay. The reason why I say a possible theory being debunked is because if you watch the end after the credits for episode 4.
Yep, I did.
Okay, my initial thought process, because you have Naomi, who's just sitting in a room or standing in a room, and she's sitting there talking to her friends, and she was on the phone, and her mom was like trying to talk to her on the phone in the series, or like episode 2 is when it was happening.
And 3 and 4.
No, her mom wasn't talking to her in 3 or 4.
Oh.
Her mom was talking to her in episode 2 on the phone.
Fair.
And so at the end of episode 4, she's in her room standing there and her mom's calling the doctor saying that she's talking to her imaginary friends again and everything like that. Like, what's going on? You know, I don't know what to do. She's sitting there. She's talking to imaginary people again that aren't there.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. I know what theory you're like is debunked. I can answer that, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I was like, well, maybe this whole thing actually just took place in her head and it's all
I know,
fake.
Right?
And then I watched the missing footage one, the prequel, the 11-minute video that happened just before for the events that were leading up to that. And it's like, okay, well, obviously this didn't happen in her head. That it is so legit. She straight up, she has just lost her mind simply because what's his name? Gosh darn it.
God, I'm glad it doesn't just happen to me. Because I swear to God, I just finished watching it and I could not tell you anybody else's name other than Naomi.
Yeah, it's Satoshi. Satoshi, I believe, is the guy that she's actually in love with.
Okay.
And he gives her his piece of the...
Oh, no. We're jumping ahead.
No, hang on.
That's a nice one.
That is a nice one, but I'm saying he gives her that piece of paper.
Yep.
And so when that whole thing happened and it went to the very end and she's sitting there talking to about it like that, I was like, okay, this is like, and then I watched memoirs. It's like, oh, well, now it makes sense. Now you know she lost her mind simply because of that event.
Yep. So, all right. So the premise is, as you normally see, these kids are in school going, oh, we're on like an ancient ground of an old school where these tragedies happened. The trope is thick in many different anime, like the seven wonders or the seven mysteries of the elementary school kind of thing.
Well, it's not even that. And that's the beauty about this. It's not the seven wonders or anything like that. How it is, and I'm also really glad they explained it too.
Yes, God. And it was stupid confusing.
It was, but so I love the beginning. They're sitting around, they're telling a ghost story, and it's all because their friend is about to leave. And that's how it starts off. It's like, okay, well, this is like going to be a pretty innocent kind of story start off, whatever. And,
yeah,
and they stand around and they're told, say it exactly 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you missay it, but say it no more or no less than 9.
Yep.
Times and that's it. And then once they do, they all have this like plastic paper doll. They all rip together, which I gotta say, I don't know about you, but if I were to try and rip pieces of paper like that amongst multiple people, there is no way that stuff would equally break off for me.
There's I might be able to get like a sliver and I'd be like, well, this is a nice hair sized hair length and hair thickness piece of paper I get to hold on to. Whew. Oh, I breathed and it's gone.
If anything sucked at all. I mean, like, who knows? Yeah. Someone else could have just taken it and then that's it. So, I mean.
Yeah, well, see, I was like, in my head, I'm like, this is perfect for anime. But imagine, if you will. Now, they realize this is, so the most of them die straight up. So you know this going forward. It's not called Corpse Party for nothing. But just imagine if you will, the piece of paper they ripped off when they go in this alternate dimension is the limb that they lose. Huh. Imagine that?
That would suck.
It didn't happen that way, but that would have been a great twist. But what I just said kind of ties into my theory at the end, which is what I'm hoping you'll talk about.
Well, what's really interesting, it's not just these students that it happens to. It's been happening for years to dozens of students. And it's kind of explained that and it's found out that it doesn't matter. Like the spell that they were supposed to do was faulty information was given out, period. So that way people would fail, period, no matter what.
Yeah. And they'd be thrown into this location. And one of the faulty things was it doesn't matter if you mess up. Just keep going. No, it matters if you mess up. Because if you mess up, if one person messes up, the entire group is doomed.
If you say one more or less. So if someone's like, oh, I don't care. It doesn't matter. You're screwed.
Yeah. You have to like have everyone not only believe what they're doing, but actually follow through.
Exactly.
And how many times, like I can count on the number of, on one of my hands, excluding my thumb, how many people I would trust to do that with. Thankfully, you're on the list.
Well, thank you.
But that leaves 3 extra fingers where I'm like, how bad do I want to live?
Yeah. I can only think of two people.
Really?
Just two. Simply because one, I know you won't get screwed over either. And I know my significant other, my wife, she wouldn't want to get screwed over either, because she is a believer in the occult and supernatural. So only two people I would ever trust to go into this. Just saying. Only two. Ever.
If we didn't do this the right way, I'm blaming one of you.
Exactly. And I know it's not me. So
right, yeah. I can clear one person's name, and that's myself.
Exactly.
Now you'd also have to actually, the weirdest part about the spell is you don't have to believe it's real for it to work.
Yeah,
I thought was kind of cool.
It was. I thought that was really cool. The only thing is, you just have to follow the directions to the T. Who cares if you believe it? Just do it to the T, and you're okay. You don't do it to the T, you're bound with everyone else.
Now, here's the thing that kind of got me a little loophole that I was like, plot hole that kind of got me thinking. So when they finally showed up, there's this one ghost that's helping them. She's aware that she's dead. She's a psychic author, and where they got their spell from was her website, right? How did she find that spell to begin with in order to teleport these numerous people from all over Japan into this school?
Well, it wasn't just her. It was, her and her sensei, her teacher, whoever, and they're obviously very heavily into the occult. Supernatural. She said that she was a medium herself, so she was able to communicate with spirits, is what I would assume.
Satoshi, perhaps?
Yes, maybe.
That's how she learned the spell?
Possibly.
All right, so that's one plot hole filled in. Assume she learned it from Satoshi. Now, the original reason for the school being there and condemned and whatnot is that the principal killed himself after the nurse died and after all the kids went missing.
And their bodies were recovered because
their bodies were recovered.
Had murdered them.
Yes, there was one survivor.
At least that's what we're told.
Well, no, there was one survivor. That's not just what they're told. That's what's what happened.
No.
Now.
No, that's what they're told. It's not that there was one survivor. It's what they were told.
I thought the. Oh.
Yes.
Well, then.
That's what they were told, because if you remember.
Episode blew all this crap apart.
The last two episodes, actually. Yuki touches Ayumi and gives her the memories that she had.
She was one of the four original children being killed. Oh.
Yuki was, not Yuki. Yuki was one of the original four children being killed.
Now, I got a question about that.
But she saw what was happening, and she saw that she was actually being killed, who was killing her, because
got a question,
her eye was taken out.
Yeah they were killed in a very gruesome way. Mm-hmm. But I got a question for you. Consider this, if you will. So the killer was actually the little girl in red who seems to be helping everybody, not the psychic chick in red who also killed people, but the little girl in red who is leading everyone around is actually the one that straight up murders all the other kids. Now, she was also the second person to die in this whole tragedy.
Yep.
Right? The first one was her mom, who happened to be the nurse that all the kids loved, because the principal kind of got a little too randy, got a little too handsy, and accidentally shoved her down the hospital, the school stairs.
Well, he accidentally pushed her down the stairs because he was chasing after her because she was trying to run away and get away from him.
And he just was like, I'm horny.
Yes.
So the mom falls down, breaks her neck, and it is disgustingly broken. Like
hardcore.
Yeah. Hardcore. Hardcore parkour. Anyway, the principal is like, oh, crap. Hey, kid, did you see what happened? Oh, that sucks. Come here. Let me talk to you for a second. And then he strangles her off screen. Kind of. You only see him and you see her. You hear her, unfortunately. And so he buries them at the bottom of whatever this was underneath the school. After all of that, how is that little girl keep killing people? How that little girl split personalities and start killing people.
Well,
I realized that there was a deaf and dumb adult. I assumed deaf because he couldn't talk. And I assumed dumb because that's the kind of how they portrayed him. He's the adult seemed very childish.
Even though he was a teacher for the school.
Yeah, it was weird.
But I don't think it was necessarily that he was deaf and dumb or anything like that. I think
he couldn't talk.
That doesn't mean anything. It just means that his tongue was probably already cut out.
But he didn't. I don't know. The impression I got, the way that his ghost moved around, it didn't seem intelligent.
Fair enough.
So that's why I was like, maybe he was, you know.
Well, I mean, like he was the son of the principal, so he doesn't technically have to be anything at all. So.
Fair. He didn't have to. He just had to be there as an adult.
But okay, that makes sense. The spirit of the little girl, Sachiko, could have possessed him and forced him to go there. And then when they were down where her body was.
That's true.
Became a physical manifestation where she would cut out the tongues, cut out the take out the eyes, cut the head off. Which is the things that were done.
Cut the head in half. Yeah. How do you do that with scissors?
I don't ask questions. I really don't.
Like straight from the from the bottom jaw all the way around, took the top half of the head off.
Through
the bone. And you hear it too. You hear the snips. You're like, oh.
It was pretty horrific.
Yeah. And the way that you're able to appease these four core spirits in order to go home, because they treat it like a game. Side note, I think it actually is a game. It might have been turned into one.
It was, actually. It was turned into a 3DS game. It actually, later on... A
3DS game?
Yeah, Nintendo 3DS in Japan. And then there's a Nintendo Switch version of it as well that recently came out. I think there's also a PC version of it as well that's actually you can get for or in English, but I'm not 100% sure. I didn't delve too deeply into it. When I saw that you could still buy the 3DS version for $250, I kind of walked away.
$250?
Yes, I kind of walked away. So, throwing that out there.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm more horrified by that price than I am about the show.
Yeah.
With that said, a complete and utter side note, do you ever get scared playing a video game?
Yes.
Good. I'm not the only one. This right here, this anime I'm watching, if you turned it into a game as a grown ass man, if the graphics are too good, I don't care if it's free. I'm not playing.
That's sad.
You call it sad. I call it a peaceful night's sleep. Okay.
I call it adventurous. And that's what this, that's what this show was. That's what this OVA series was. Adventurous, gruesome, horrific, and pretty depressing.
Yeah.
Pretty depressing. And I say that because one of the characters, when you do see everyone actually being murdered, it's not, they're just like, being stabbed and that's it. It's no, they're being hung.
No one died slow.
They're being smashed into a wall into pure mush. And then their spirits are still communicating with people too on top of that.
Yeah. Oh God. You saw your friend just hang themselves and all of a sudden you're getting a phone call from them saying, help me, help me. That's going to mess with you. That's what happened to Naomi. Now, here's my thought. Here's my theory. I want your opinion because I think I'm right. Even after watching everything here and knowing what I know, I think I'm right.
Okay.
So Naomi and her friend, who is obsessed with Naomi's boobs and butt, and in the OVA, everything else apparently, the OVA was a bit graphic, but whatever. She's running away from Naomi. They had a little fight once they make it to this land of the dead, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And Naomi loses sight of her. And there's this clock that looks important. There's this clock that looks like it is, I don't know how else to say, but like something you're supposed to interact with. And it's frozen in time. I imagine it's supposed to represent that time stands still here, you know? And she's looking in this clock and she sees Satoshi in the mirror. Didn't realize it's her. She turns around and there's Naomi's friend. What if Satoshi already hung her friend? and decided to assume her body to give the chick time to die.
No, because you see what actually happens.
Wait, so that the thing on the TV actually, that's what happened?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So Naomi actually became infected by the darkness, by the spirit, and she actually hung her friend Sayako. And when her friend was already hanging, that's when she actually came to the realization that that's what was going on.
Then why'd she go get the bucket from the door instead of, hey, there's a bucket near your feet, it'll work?
Because her mind was already mentally gone. So it was trying to fill in the gaps as to what was going on and what was happening.
And then there's a thing where she's like, oh, you're hanging? Maybe if I yank you down, it'll help.
Thank you.
Right? No, my girl and I were yelling at the screen, lift her up. Oh. You're right there. Grab the legs.
Hang on. Wait. She did lift. She just lifted the rope up while she was hanging.
Here, let me loosen the knot by strangling you.
Yeah.
If she was strong enough to do that from the get-go, she should have been able to lift her friend no problem.
Yep.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yep.
Well, that brings us to the next part. How did she get not only infected, but how did her friend get her head in the noose, right?
Well,
the problem with this school,
she was infected by, I would assume, the black ghost, by that black spirit, because that was right there and infected her. Obviously, it was doing some really weird, creepy stuff to her as well. Just saying.
Okay.
I mean,
fair.
So it was her own mentality, her own way of being able to handle what was going on to fill in those gaps when she wasn't able to control herself.
Fair. I'll accept that. But it's explained to us that this whole area has a way of infecting a good person's soul. A bad person much faster, but a good person will not maintain their good behavior because all of the sad emotions that are harbored in this split dimension. And the way that they define the split dimension is you might have all came to the same location. You didn't come to the same dimension. So you all could be in the same room and never see each other, which is depressing AF.
Yeah.
Now, a little side note there. One chick lit a candle and set it down and other people saw that candle, which means if you move one thing, you move another thing, right?
Technically, yeah.
Technically. Okay.
I mean, like it's a multi-dimensional area. So I would assume that there are boundaries to what there could be.
Okay. I could see that.
And that's exactly how it's explained too. Let's also bring up the fact that while there are 9 total people that are brought there from the introduction, there are other people that were brought there and are still being brought there still, even while they're there.
I think that time flows differently in each dimension. But what I mean by time flowing different, in one scene, you see Naomi rush out of a room and be saved by a candle that's already lit. In another scene, you see one of their classmates set the candle down saying, oh, they might be able to see this later.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, these things are not happening in the same time frame. They're like, people are being woken up at different times, which is what I thought was a bit odd.
It's not that they were being woken up at different times. And this is actually explained too, that they are in different dimensions. So just because you're in the same area within that dimension with someone else doesn't mean that you will see everyone else that's there in a different dimension, in a parallel one.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. But while I agree with that, I was thinking maybe it's different timing too, only because of that candle. That candle kind of makes sense. And if you want to take it a step further, do you remember when the teacher's head gets lopped off from something falling from the ceiling?
Yeah.
In that same area, if memory serves, there was another scene where a student fell through the roof.
No, that was in a different spot. Because where the teacher lost their head, they were in the hallway. And where the student fell through was in a completely different spot.
Never mind then. Okay, so maybe you could explain this thing, because it was kind of confusing to me. Why did the clock tick? Why did it move when it wanted to? And, oh my God, I forgot about this. This annoyed me to no end. And it hurt my brain every time it happened, at least for the first 2 episodes. When I'm looking at the show, when I'm watching this thing, and sometimes the scenery's cockeyed or diagonal a little bit, And you're like, oh, okay, this is just going to be a weird scene. And then it corrects itself.
Yeah.
And it hurt my equilibrium.
Well, they did that for a visual cue, so that way you know what's happening.
I realized that after the first, like, three times.
As for the clock chiming, all the clock ever did was chime. And the clock was always at the same time when it chimed.
Why, though?
Audible clue. Maybe there was that was the specific time at which she actually died. And that's where it froze. Because that's where the dimension for her was created.
Perhaps.
If you notice, though, when Sachiko was taking eyes, it was the same eye that was actually torn out of her stuffed cat her mom had given her.
Oh.
And the tongues being cut out were because her tongue got cut out. And the multiple stabbings were because she was stabbed multiple times. Even after, and that all happened after she was already dead. So she was strangled, stabbed, had her tongue cut off, and the eye removed on the cat who was removed. The only one is like, why did the one person have their head decapitated? Right?
Flavor.
Why not?
They wanted to throw a little extra in there.
Yeah. So.
Jeez. Well, okay. So real quick, to round it off, once the spirits were appeased, at least to the best of their knowledge, they could go home, right?
Only until you also got the murderer, the true murderer, which they didn't know until towards the end, to also apologize for their actions. But you also have to do a reversal for the spell.
Yes. Now, they only found that out because two of the characters were able to get away. They were able to leave with no issues. But they chose to come back to try to save everybody because they realized they were wrong. And that's when you find out with everybody else that, oh, crap. Like everything's just completely and utterly mistaken because the principal is the one that originally killed the nurse who was the child's mom. And then upon seeing her mom die, the principal goes, so did you see anything? And then he kills her too. Ruthlessly, I might add. And
it's sad. It's sad.
Beyond sad.
And also the paper that they all tore at the very beginning, when you find out what truly happened, how they're able to actually get the true murderer, the little girl, to actually apologize for everything. You find out the true importance of that piece of paper and how really important it was for them to have kept it.
Yeah. Don't lose it.
Which apparently Naomi had lost hers at some point, somewhere along the way, probably from falling through the floor.
But, you know, you could use somebody else's, right?
No, not at all. In fact, and again, this is why I'm glad Satoshi actually asked the question to Yuki. He asks, you never hear the answer. He asks, what would happen if someone else used the paper that... they weren't given. So if they use someone else's, what would happen? And it's not that it would be someone else's pieces of paper. It has to be someone who wasn't a part of that original party, part of the original group of people that had that piece of paper.
So,
and you find out at the end, and because Satoshi actually asked that question and he saw Naomi actually take one off someone else, he holds up two pieces. He goes, here, take mine because I have my sister's because she always loses stuff anyway. So I actually held on to it for her. And he had saw his sister get killed. He saw his sister die. She died in his arms. Very tragic. And he hands Naomi his. And so they put it together. They say what they're supposed to say. And then they all go home. Well,
and live happily ever after the end.
Well, with the exception of Satoshi. Satoshi's arms went home. And that was it.
Yeah. And so a little side note to this whole thing that'll bring clarity to the whole ordeal, I think. What you assume is the end isn't the end. And we were talking about it earlier, like the epilogue after the credits, Naomi's in a corner talking to herself. And her mom's like, all these fake kids are here. Or she's talking about all the fake kids that she's talking about her imaginary friends. If you die in that world, you die and your essence is erased. It's like you were never there, which is why all these other school kids going missing wasn't a huge red flag for everyone. But it kind of made me think, again, a plot hole. Maybe you can help me out here. Do you remember that author that put a website up with the information on how to get to the elementary school?
Yeah.
Didn't she die?
Oh, yeah. She died, but she knew she died. She knew she was dead. She even said that she knew she was dead. She was possessed, though, by the darkness and killed her teacher. And then when she was confronted with the truth of what happened, her soul was put to rest.
So I got a question. Do you think all of their students, all of their teammates, their souls were put to rest? Is that why that nobody can remember them?
I don't think it's that nobody can remember them. I think what it is that she is literally talking to other people who have already passed.
Oh, I gotcha.
Or she is just simply off her rocker.
So I also have a little bit of information that you might find interesting. There's a theory that goes with this and a note from the author. Are you interested?
Please.
So I'm going to say the note from the author first, and then I'll tell you the theory that I read that makes creepy sense.
Okay.
So the author will not confirm that Satoshi is dead.
Okay.
The author specifically will not confirm that Satoshi is dead. The author will confirm many other people being dead except for him.
Okay.
So the theory that I read directly underneath it was that, well, yes, he's not dead. He's grievously injured. He's not between realms. He's not in between dimensions. What happened is he was teleported to a different school because he took somebody else's paper. So instead of being teleported back with his group, he got teleported back to the original school. That's not confirmed. It's not denied, but it would make you think.
That actually is in line with what I was thinking happened. Like, I was like, well, just his arms were gone. It's not like they showed him being killed or dead. It just showed him without his arms, or rather showed his arms without his body. And I was like, and my initial reaction was when he asked that question was, I'm willing to bet you dollars to donuts that he's actually going to be taken to the original spot where that original paper was from, not to where he's supposed to go. And I think the only reason why his arms didn't go with him is because they were holding on to his hands.
You see, I thought that too when I read the theory, but the top comment for that theory is, my dude got stabbed in the stomach, lost both of his hands, and was injured in other areas too. Dude did not survive. I'm like, yeah, I what?
He wasn't injured in other areas. He lost his arms. Yeah, he was lightly stabbed in his gut, but that was it.
Oh, I just assumed because he was thrown against a wall, it was a more serious injury. But okay, so when you say it, it sounds more plausible. When the top comment was reading it, you're like, yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, if think about it, man, every time someone else was stabbed in the gut, when was it simple? Like, oh, I got pushed back.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Cause I was going to say also what's leading something to your theory is the animators sure did love to draw intestines and innards because any little cut on the stomach made your guts bleed out.
Well, I mean, like, it wasn't like they were small cuts. It's true. Blunt parts of the scissors were doing the cutting.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they also liked drawing brains, too.
Oh, dear Lord, did they like drawing brains.
Although, I gotta say this, all right? I just have to say this one thing. Gosh, what was his name? Yoshiki, I think it is?
Maybe.
The blonde guy, Yoshiki?
Oh, poor guy.
Poor guy, but you know what, man? The strength you have to have to be able to just like bat someone's head off cleanly like that.
We call that home run derby back home.
The strength homeboy has is just, I mean, like, it's not that he used a sword and cut the head off. Not that the guy's head was just like lightly sitting there on. The dude just straight up home run the guy's head off, and it was a clean cut.
Now, I do have a question for you. Do you think he was already dead?
No. And the reason why I say no is because the guy that came up behind him, that one teacher, just knocks them out. He actually didn't kill any other students other than Yoshiki.
Okay.
Because he didn't kill the teacher. He just knocked her out. And he knocked the one student out and just, you know, skinned half his body.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude had, like, he looked like one of those educational dummies in phys ed.
Yeah, but when you're that gone mentally, like, does it really matter at that point?
I'd like to think pain is still a factor.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, let's wrap this up so that I can have some time to watch, I don't know, something happy, Barney or something, so that I don't have to think about
this,
all that gore, all those corpses and them having parties.
Amen to that. So on a scale of up to 10, how would you rate this?
Surprisingly high. I'm not a fan of horror. I'm not a fan of gory horror specifically, but it was small. It was in depth. It was not time consuming. And like, it was well done. And they even made a game out of it.
Actually, this came out after the game.
So it's based on the game. Okay. I'm going to give it a solid 8. It's a really good Halloween story, I guess would be a good way to put it. And I definitely would recommend this to other people. I'm not giving it a 9 because there was certain things I didn't like, but the camera shifts, but that's personal. That's no technical thing on their part. What about you?
I'm giving it a 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought it was good. I was expecting
an 8 or a 9 at least out of you.
I'm giving it a 7. And the reason why I'm giving it a 7 is because I still have plenty of questions that need answering.
I got
which questions. Is why I asked in Discord if anyone's read the visual novels, because I need my answers. All right. I need them. I need answers. I'll stay awake for days, for weeks, for months until I have my answers. This is actually going to probably end up being one of the ones I actually have to read to get said answers.
Oh, see, that in my opinion would make it rate higher.
No, because they're forcing me to do something I inherently don't want to do.
Oh, you're like, I'm watching the show for a reason. Damn
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Look, the extent of my reading are the subs. I'm just saying.
I like it. Goodness.
But that's why I'm giving it a 7. It's good. It's definitely perfect for this time of year. It's not really something you really want to watch any other time during the year. It's one of those ones where it's like, it really kind of just fits in to a like scary time, Friday the 13th style binge.
Yeah, 100%.
Or whatever your unlucky evil holiday number is. You know, it fits right into that category. So it's a very unique scenario, a very unique case where you would want to watch this. That's why I'm giving another reason why I'm giving it a 7.
Okay.
So, but it's good overall. I don't have a problem with it. The animation was actually done very well. It was very well done. They did definitely go through, and not only did they ask questions that I had, but they answered those questions as well, which I'm happy about. They just didn't answer all the questions that I had because they didn't ask all the questions that I had.
I was going to say, aside from like going back, Naomi was actually a pretty smart player. She found out what was needed. She accomplished it and she got out.
Yeah.
It's like playing Jumanji, but deciding when the game was over, let's do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
I mean, I can't even tell if she won the second time round because she's crazy now.
Never know. Could be. Well, with all that being said, I think it's
next week's yours, right?
Nah, next week we're actually, and like I said at the very beginning, we're going off of what the recommendation is. And this week we're actually going to watch a movie, and the movie's called Your Name. This was, again, recommended to us by Katz.
I remember. Yes. Okay. I like it. So I'm looking forward to that. I thought it was going to be much later. I was not aware it was a horror.
It's not a horror. I thought that a corpse party would be a perfect end for the horror trope. And with a new month being in November, which is when the next episode's going to be out, I think that's actually a really good one to start off the month with.
I agree with you. I 100% agree. And like I said at the very beginning, I'm very happy that this was like the tipping point. This was the climax of Halloween genre for us.
I couldn't agree with you more on that. I could not agree with you more on that. All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. If you have a recommendation as to what you feel like we should watch, if you feel like we didn't really revisit something or feel like we missed something overall, feel free to talk to us. Let us know. Reach out to us on Twitter, at Those Anime Guys, on Facebook, at Featured Anime Podcast, email featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com, or our favorite contact method, Discord, where you can talk to us. Tell us we're right. Tell us we're wrong. Tell us you hate us. But overall, just tell us what you thought of it and if we missed something. And in general, also just have a general discussion with us. We're both in there. We're both talking all the time with anyone and everyone that's in there. And until next time, I'm Jack.
And I'm Rick. And we're staying away from spells on the internet because that could have all been avoided. See you next time. Later.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.